Yeah, it's changing, and it's changing for the better. And this is part of the results of a campaign that we've been running for a number of years to educate people that gum is litter if thrown on the ground, but there is a simple solution, which is to put it in the bin instead. And we're very happy to say that people are responding very, very well to that, and we're seeing a lot less gum litter on the ground now.
People would say, though, that doesn't seem to be the case in Donegal. There's more work to be done, I suppose, is there, in counties whereby this initiative is relatively new? This is just the second year, I understand.
Yeah, there is. I mean, and that's why, you know, we're very glad to have the support of Donegal County Council, because I think having people on the ground and doing local launches really raised the awareness of this, in addition to a lot of the advertising that we would be doing ourselves, both in terms of outdoor media and in terms of digital media. And then talking on the radio to the likes of yourselves as well helps raise the awareness of this and reduce the amount of gum that people are littering.
The littering of gum, is the problem simply visual, or is it more of a problem?
Well, it's obviously visual, but you know, it's a very difficult thing to remove from the ground. So that's why we need measures to deal with it, to actually reduce the incidence of it. It's a costly thing to remove, but it's a very simple solution, which is for people not to litter it, but to actually to put it in the bin instead.
And in fairness to the companies that produce chewing gum, they are behind this campaign too.
They fully fund this campaign. So this is an agreement that the industry has with the Department of Environment, and then with the cooperation of most of the local authorities around the country, including Donegal County Council.